Well, it's been too long since I last time I preached here.
我上次同大家讲到啊，已经好耐啊。
Yeah, 好耐啊。
好耐。
There you go. Thank you for allowing me the privilege to come again, and I pray and hope that God will bless you through this message.
多谢大家又再俾机会我嚟呢度向你讲道，咁我会为大家祷告，亦都希望神帮助我哋明白佢嘅话语。
Let us pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for the privilege of gathering in your presence.
神啊，好感谢你啊，俾我哋啊可以有呢个权利嚟到啊喺你嘅圣灵所在。
We have heard your voice read in your word, Lord.
我哋已经听到你的声音，亦都系睇读到你嘅话语。
We have responded to your call by coming and singing your praises and by praying to you.
我们已经响应你的呼召来到你的殿中，是用歌声敬拜你，也都是赞颂你。
And now we continue our worship with bowed heads and willing hearts to hear what you have to say through your word.
现在我们继续低头亦都打开我们的心眼向你敬拜。
May your word be an encouragement to us, dear Lord.
愿你的话语是成为我们的鼓励。
And may we hear clearly.
愿我们大家都是可以聆听很清楚。
Praise and glory be to your name, Sovereign Lord.
愿颂赞荣耀全归主你。
Because you are in control and all things you do are good and perfect and right.
因为你是掌管万有，你所做的一切都是完美。
For the sake of Christ and for his glory we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名而祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
A traveler's guide to the economy.
旅客的经济指南。
Well, America is a country of great abundance, is it not?
大家觉得是不是美国是一个很丰盛富庶的国家。
We don't even have to struggle for water like so many places in the world.
不同很多世界各地的地方，美国的人都不需要是担心水的问题。
With our affluence, we feel so secure. We can eat whatever we want, whenever we want, as much as we wish, and throw away the leftovers because we want to have new, fresh flavors tomorrow.
我们这么富有，所以令到我们可以看到很多很多丰盛的食物，我们根本是选去选食到我们不吃，剩了我们扔了去，然后呢才可以买一些新的东西来吃。
And our plenty leaves us bored so that now the mall is the favorite place for those with money to go and exchange for new goodies.
我们的丰盛令到我们觉得很沉闷变了，所以我们经常都要去 mall 那里去买些新的又改良的货品，因为我们所拥有的已经是令我们觉得是很闷了，我们要扔了。
And what we do not provide for ourselves, we import from all over the world whatever we wish.
我们如果不可以出产的呢，我们就全世界都是去输入那些各种不同的货品。
Our bounty affords us the opportunity to buy from a huge selection of vehicles so we can drive on the most extensive road system in the history of man and buy more goods to fill our lives with.
我们这么富有，所以令到我们可以在全世界输入很多很多不同的车辆，我们揸着这些车就在全世界最宽广的公路网那里，同埋就是将去买东西，令到我们的生活就是有不尽的货品去供应我们的需要。
Well, I swear you're saying more than I am.
Because English is more efficient, I think. You know, you have to acknowledge that.
Oh, well, we'll see. Maybe Cantonese has more meaning, though.
I don't know.
Our land is filled with so many big, healthy people who have generally so many choices and so many decisions and so many opportunities that often our biggest headache is how to choose between them all.
我哋嘅呢個國家係即係充滿咗好大喂好大隻好健碩嘅人嚇，咁我哋咧就係面前咧就好多好多唔同嘅選擇，咁我哋好多時咧最大嘅頭痛咧就係都唔知揀邊樣好。
No wonder for so many of us, life's a party.
唔怪得即係對我哋好多人嚟講，我哋嘅人生咧就好似一個 party 咁樣。
I've seen the bumper sticker, life's a party, or some bumper stickers say, life's a beach party.
大家有睇到喺車嗰度有啲貼紙話人生就係一個 party, 或者係人生一個係喺海灘嘅 party。
And while the ancients had the motto, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow you die.
佢以前咧有啲人咧就話吃喝同埋玩樂，因為聽日你要 die。
Yeah, for tomorrow you die. Right, tomorrow you die, so let's eat, drink, and be merry, right?
因為明天就死了，不如今天就吃喝玩樂啦。
Our motto, by contrast, is eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow, you've got to work.
那我們的人生的指南呢，就是吃喝玩樂，因為明天你又要上班了。
But now we are a little more than taken aback.As we see what's going on with our economy.
但現在大家看到我們的經濟的情形，大家就是難免有些是很驚訝。
Suddenly things don't seem quite as good and stable as they once seemed to us.
突然間，即我們周圍的東西好像不是好像以前那樣那麼平穩。
Suddenly we see the world that we had such confidence in before could melt before our very eyes.
突然間我們以前覺得即是很有信心，對這個經濟我們的周圍是很有安全感的，現在在我們面前是瓦解起來。
Some may panic.
有些人就很恐懼啦。
Others may be just surprised, angry, or concerned.
有些人就是很生氣或者是很擔心。
We all have friends and family who have been laid off.
我哋有好多人都有家人或者系我哋嘅朋友都系受到解雇。
And most of us know somebody who faces the real possibility of being laid off.
咁我哋亦都有好多亦都系好担心我哋会被解雇。
Some of us are worried. How can I pay my bills? What about my house? What about hospital expenses? Where can I get a new job? With so many looking for jobs with me.Well, we have to leave our friends and move out of state.
咁有好多人咧，就系好担心，我哋点可以付我哋嘅按揭啊，我哋嘅譬如我哋嘅医院嘅费用啊，所有其他嘅费用，我哋可能冇钱去俾。咁同埋咧，我哋如果系冇工做嘅时候，我哋要搵工，搵唔搵到啊？我哋会唔会要搬去第二个州，就离开我哋嗰啲家人或者朋友啊？
And so we ask, is there a word from God in the middle of all this?
咁我哋喺度谂，喺咁多嘅恶劣环境里边，我哋可唔可以揾到神嘅话语
？Well, I wouldn't be standing here this morning if I didn't think there was.
咁如果我唔知道系有咧，咁我又唔会喺度同你大家讲到啦。
Turn with me to the Book of Revelation, chapter 18.
请大家嚟翻开启示录第十八章。
I will be focusing on verse 4, but actually the whole context starts in 17:1 and ends in 19:6. Obviously, I don't want to read all of that, but I will read a few other verses to give some context to this.
咁我咧就会专注喺第十八章第四节，但系咧其实佢上文下理咧就系由十七章嘅第一节开始至到第十九章嗰度嘅。咁但係呢我就亦都會講到喺十八章佢有幾節，即係俾一個背景大家。
I'll focus on Revelation 18:4, but I'll also read verses 11 through 13 and 21 through 24.
咁除咗我係 专注在、第四节之外呢，我们也都会看到是第第十八章的11-13节和21-24节的。
In this chapter, John records for us the final destruction of the world system, the major mark of which is economy.
咁喺呢度咧，就约翰咧就讲，即系记录到呢个世界嘅呢个系统嘅最终嘅瓦解崩溃。咁同埋咧就系讲到咧最嘅中心咧就系讲到嗰阵时嘅经济。
In this chapter, God calls his people to rejoice over the destruction of the world system and not be seduced into the idolatry of putting our confidence and our satisfaction in it.
咁喺呢章度咧，神咧就系、呼召佢嘅子民百姓，就叫我哋系因为呢、这个世界嘅系统嘅崩溃而喜乐，叫我哋唔好将我哋叫我哋唔好被呢个世界俾我哋嘅所谓安全感嚟到成为咧系崇拜呢、这个偶像，呢、这个咧就系崇拜偶像，就系、是、呢、这个将我哋嘅安全感系摆喺呢个世界嘅系统里边。
Revelation 18:4，
咁喺八章第四节。
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive her plagues.
这里讲到，我又听见从天上的声音说，我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。
Verse 11-13。And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys her merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearl, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of the most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses, chariots, and the bodies and souls of men.
11-13节，地上的客商也都为他哭泣悲哀，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。这货物就是金银宝石珍珠细麻布紫色料绸子朱红色料各样香料各样象牙的器皿各样极宝贵的木头和铜铁汉白玉的器皿并玉桂豆蔻香料香膏乳香油酒油细面麦子牛羊车马和奴仆人口。
21-24 Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more. The sound of the harpers, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you any more. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you any more, and the sound of the millstone will not be heard in you any more. The light of the lamp shall not shine in you any more, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you any more. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and saints and all who were slain on the earth.
这里18-21-24节，有一位大力的天使举起一块石头，好像大磨石，鹰在海里，说巴比伦大城也必这样猛力的被丢下，被鹰下去，决不能再见了。弹琴作乐，吹笛吹号的声音，在你中间决不能再听见。各行手艺人在你中间决不能再遇见，推磨的声音在你中间决不能再听见，灯光在你中间决不能再照耀，新郎和新妇的声音在你中间决不能再听见。你的客商原来是地上的尊贵人，万国也被你的邪术迷惑了。先知和圣徒并地上一切被杀之人的血都在这城里看见了。
Do you hear what God is saying?
有没有听到神怎么讲啊？
Do you understand what he is saying here?
你明不明白神怎么讲啊？
Here are two actions we can take to heart.
有两样我们是可以记住的。
Through this economic downturn we see today, through this economic downturn, hear God calling to you.
今天经济衰退，我们要听到神对你的呼召。
Second, through this economic downturn, obey God calling to you.
在这个经济衰退的时候，我们要信服神对你的呼召。
Hear and obey, for it is possible for God to be speaking and us not to hear, and it's also possible for us to hear but not obey.
我们要听，也都要信服，因为很可能我们是神是跟我们讲话，但是我们听不到他讲话。但是神，我就算听到他讲话，也都是可能我们会不信服神的呼召。
Hear and obey.
听和要信服。
So the first point we'll look at is to hear God calling you through this economic downturn.
所以第一点，我们要听神在这个经济不景的时候对我们的呼召。
For every economic downturn is a prelude to the final one described in this chapter.
因为每一个经济的衰退都 是最终的毁灭的时候的前奏。
And then therefore, in all of them, God speaks to his people, come out of her.
所以是每一个时候呢，神都是要呼召他的子民，叫他们在那些这样的情形走出来。
Now at this point, I anticipate some of you who are paying attention may be saying, Pastor Matt, where do you get that from this passage?
我可能知道你大家如果是 有留心听的，都会问，哇，马牧师，你究竟在哪里找出来这样的东西？
Pastor Mac, isn't this a passage about some future event? What does it have to do with today?
马牧师，这些经节不是说讲到将来的事吗？为什么跟今天有什么关系啊？
And those are legitimate and very good questions.
这些是很好的问题。
So let's take a step back and look at this passage a little more closely.
让我们再看一看这些经节。
Why do I say that every economic crisis is a prelude to this one, and therefore in all of them, God is speaking to us?
为什么我刚才讲到，就每一个经济不景都是这段经节所讲到的毁灭的前奏呢？
Well, for one thing, as you look at this passage, you will see that it describes a worldwide economic system such as a system we have today.
一方面呢，就是这个经文呢，其实呢就是描述到一个全世界的经济系统，就好像我们今天见到的一样。
In verse 10, he talks about how the kings of the earth will look upon her fall.
在第十节讲到是全地的王。
Verse 11, it is the merchants of the earth who will mourn.
在11章那里讲到 全地的客商。
In verse 23, John records that it is by your sorcery all the nations were deceived.
在23章是讲到万国都是被你的邪术去迷惑，所以讲到是这个世界。
And it is the emphasis on trading, on economic issues that is at view here.
在这个经文呢，讲到经济，讲到商品买卖。
Even the buying and selling of people, which is a reference to slavery.
甚至是讲到是买卖这个人口和奴仆，即是讲到奴隶制度。
It is this system that encompasses the whole world that people put their confidence in.
就是讲到这个全世界那时的人都将他们的安全感的信心摆在这个经济系统里面。
It stretches across geopolitical lines so that we talk about, even in years past, the world economy.
所以这个是讲这段经文 是超越了经济和超越了这个地理或者是政治的界线，是讲到是全世界。
And as was pictured in Babylon in this chapter, we see today.
其实佢描述巴比伦嘅情形，就系好似我哋今日睇到嘅情景一样。
It is not the U.S. alone that is suffering an economic downturn.
唔系净喺美国先睇到经济衰退。
It is a worldwide crisis.
系全世界嘅危机。
The stock market in Iceland has fallen 90%.
喺冰岛嘅股市已经跌咗90%。
And now they have much social turmoil and protest.
现在有很多社会的动荡、不安和抗议。
France has experienced much economic turmoil and bad weather to make it even worse.
在法国不单只是经济、动荡、同时呢、很坏的天气整到呢就是雪上加霜。
And things are not so good in China either.
在、中国也不是见得挺好。
I hear stories of people leaving the city to go to the country and farm.
聽到好多人係喺城市回流翻去佢哋嘅家鄉。
And yet in many areas of inner China, there's a severe drought going on.
喺好多地方亦都係有旱災。
And every time I look at the news on the internet, it's always about it's going to be worse.
咁我每一次睇到互聯網嘅消息咧，都係好似即係每況愈下，每樣嘢都係。
It's like a vicious cycle. What happens in one country affects another country. And so our government's trying desperately to bail us out, but it's like throwing dust in the wind.
你看到很多国家都是想、去救市、去纾困，但是就是好像一些东西做了很多东西都好像一些东西都没有用，就好像将这些尘是扔去那些风那里这样。
Such is the same in the picture here in Revelation 18, a worldwide economic crisis.
我们看到的情形就是好像在、第十七节那里看到、这个全世界都是有危机。
The next point is you may or may not see in your translation, but it's in the original language, as John writes this message all in the present tense.
咁我哋睇中文可能睇唔到啦，但係如果你係睇佢原来嘅翻译呢，就係全部要用现在式去写嘅。
So even though he's speaking of something which for him was future, he's speaking to his people and to us as if it is a present reality today.
雖然呢佢講到呢就係好似係有啲係將來發生嘅事，但係其實呢佢嗰個經文呢就係用現在式寫，即係好對我哋每一個人係講到描述咗而家，其實就係而家嘅情景一樣。
He's actually accomplishing two things by doing it this way.
他用現在式寫是、有兩個、目的。
One, he sent a message that this future event is so certain that I can speak of it in the present tense as if it's already happened.
一樣就是他覺得他所說的將來會發生的事是他又是那麼肯定是一定會發生，所以他就是可以對、他、的、聽眾是、或者是讀者 是好肯定咁嚟写，系用现在式去写。
But the other thing he was doing is he's speaking to his people in this day and the churches throughout the centuries until today in the present tense as if it is indeed today a present truth.
佢另外一方面咧，佢就系同嗰阵时嗰、那个七间嘅教会系讲。他覺得呢就是即是他因為他咁肯定呢啲事會發生，就是覺得他而家同啲人講呢，就是等啲人呢就是意識到呢係嗰啲事呢其實呢就係、是、係就係他目前嘅現實嘅情況。
Which really brings me to the next point, and that is that this whole letter, as well as this chapter, was written to the church from its very beginning throughout all of history, not just to some church at the end of the age.
其实呢现在即这个信息呢令我就觉得其实他这封信呢就是给、那些教会就是好像呢就是、由开始的时候已经是这封信所讲述的东西已经 是很真确，是不是只是讲到是末世的时候才会发生。
In fact, if you were to go back to chapters 2 and 3 where John writes on behalf of Jesus to the seven churches representing the church throughout the age, economy is a number one issue in them.
如果你是睇翻去第二章就是第三章，咁你睇到啦，約翰係代表主耶穌基督同呢七間教會係講到嗰陣時嘅情形，佢個重點咧好多時就係講到嗰陣時嘅經濟。
There was intense pressure for Christians to compromise their faith in order to get a job.
嗰陣時咧就係、是、有對基督徒啦，即係因為要去找工作咧，其實佢有佢哋每一個基督徒都有好大嘅壓力，係要去為咗揾工而去妥協佢哋嘅信仰。
To get a job and be secure, or to trust God, was often the choice.
咁好多時佢哋嘅選擇咧就係、是、如果或者係放棄佢哋嘅信仰，所以佢哋可以揾工做，或者係。唔理揾唔揾到工作，但係都要信靠神。
Another thing we see throughout this chapter is that it is God who is active in this economic turmoil.
咁我哋亦都睇到咧，係神咧，其實係喺呢個經濟嘅動盪嘅經濟裏邊咧，係有一個好重要嘅角色，同埋係主角。
It is called God's judgment.
呢個就係神嘅審判。
We are called in verse 22, and I quote, Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints, and apostles and prophets, for God has given judgment for you against her.
20. Oh, okay. 我们看到在第二十节那里有讲到我哋要系为呢天下众圣徒、众先知啊，你们都要因他欢喜，因为神已经在他身上伸了你们的冤。
But it's most clearly stated in the end of this whole section in chapter 19, verse 6, where the saints in heaven rejoice, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns."
因为咧喺我哋睇到啊，喺呢个十九章第六节嗰度就系赞颂我哋嘅主，佢话哈利路亚，因为我主我们的神全能者作王了。
We can also see that every economic turmoil is God speaking to us a prelude of the final one, and the fact that we use John uses the name Babylon to describe it.
我哋每一次睇到每一次嘅经济危机，都系神系去呼吁我哋，话俾我哋听，呢次嘅经济不景、经济动荡，就系、是、我哋将来会见到全世界会被毁灭嘅前奏。
See, Babylon was an economic powerhouse in John's distant past, and yet he uses it to speak to his present and our future.
巴比伦，大家记得巴比伦是当时是一个经济的超级大国。咁约翰呢就是嘅时候离巴比伦嗰阵时已经好远，但是约翰呢就用巴比伦去警醒当时嘅人民，就是令佢哋觉得是巴比伦嘅情形毁坏嘅情形，就是好似而家嘅现实一样。
You see, there are two major types of kingdoms of man throughout history.
人类历史里面呢就有两种不同的国度。
One, the minor type is the ideological kingdom.
小一点的呢就是人的思想上的国度。
We see that in the Soviet Union, in Cuba, in Mao's China, all based on an ideology.
我哋睇到無論係蘇聯或者係中國或者係古巴，都毛澤東嘅中國啦，都係基於人嘅一種嘅思想。
But such kingdoms desperately need money to sustain themselves, and that's why the Soviet Union eventually fell because they ignored economic reality.
每一个呢啲咁嘅角度咧，佢哋都要需要金钱去发展佢哋嘅经济，先至可以继续落去。咁所以咧，你睇到苏联点解收尾都系崩溃咗。
The major type of kingdom of man, such as found in Babylon, in Greece, in Rome, in the United States of America, in the European Union, is the economic kingdom.
另外一种咧就系经济上嘅角度，就系、是、好似巴比伦，好似埃及，好似而家嘅欧盟。
It is based on trade and the ability to accumulate wealth and affluence.
他们的、角度都是建立于、经济是可以是、互相经商，是还有呢就是 有这个金钱，就是去、积聚这个财富去到、支持这个这种的系统。
Such kingdoms by necessity tend to be pluralistic.
这些、经济的、角度呢是一定是会有多很多、元化。
They must minimize differences between people and therefore minimize the concept of truth and absolutes.
他们一定就是要将人与人之间不同的地方，他们是要缩小，所以呢就很多时候就变成真理，他们都要是变成是、就是这个真理、正 absolute 就是、绝对的真理，他们也都是要减少这个、这个真理的影响力。
So if I really pay attention, I might learn a little Cantonese this morning, if I can remember. The number one rule in Rome was the Pax Romana, the Roman peace.
他第一、在罗马帝国是第一个、即最最、最高的、律例呢就是 Pax Romana.
Pax Romana, that's Latin for, you know, peace.
是、
the Roman peace.
和平、即罗马帝国和平。
You could do almost anything you wanted, you could believe almost anything you wanted, but God forbid if you disturb the peace, they will come down on you with an iron hand.
你在那时的罗马帝国、就是、你做什么都可以，你信什么都可以，但是如果你是扰乱这个、罗马的、和平呢，你就不行了，就立刻就会是有高压手段 去、整治你。
God forbid that the church claimed that Jesus Christ was the only way. Rome came down on Christians with an iron hand because that threatened the unity and therefore the economic prosperity.
你要睇到咧，嗰陣時誒、即係誒啲基督徒啊，就講耶穌係誒係神，係誒、因為咁樣咧而係誒、有好多人係誒、跟隨咗咁誒耶穌，咁然後咧就整到咧當時社會咧係有啲係誒誒唔穩定，咁於是咧羅馬政府就好大力咁樣去誒高壓咁去鎮壓嗰度嗰啲基督徒啦。
Babylon was such a kingdom.
巴比伦亦都系一个咁样嘅角度。
They control the purse strings.
佢哋系控制人嘅钱袋。
And so God judged Babylon.
所以神就系去审判呢个巴比伦。
In John's past.
咁喺约翰嘅过去咧。
And all these lists that we read through of goods and trade and so forth, John is actually borrowing from Ezekiel and Isaiah.And the prophecy against the past kingdom of Babylon to speak to his present Roman reality and our present American reality and the future final reality.
我们就看到、约翰呢就是用、以西结书和、以赛亚书里面的经文是讲到一大串的、不同的商品，来到讲到反映出当时巴比伦嗰陣時嘅經濟情況，同埋而家亦都係對我哋、每一個人講到我哋而家嘅經濟衰退嘅情形，同埋亦都係預表咗將來嘅、可能亦都係有、再有、經濟、不景。
We live in such a reality today.
我哋其實咧就是、住喺呢個現實之中。
More and more, we find that the bottom line is affluence, the pocketbook.
我哋即係越嚟越會覺得嗰、那個人即係最關注嘅咧，就係、是、都係自己嘅錢袋，即係錢包入邊有咩嘢。
As I said, one campaign, it's the pocketbook, stupid.
啊，有啲係
係。Or the economy.
競選嘅時候又話：，你係蠢啊！就係經濟啫嘛，你真係蠢啊！就係嗰、那個銀包啫嘛咁。
God is shaking our system.
神是要震荡我们的系统。
He is shaking it to speak to us.
他是即是拱醒我们，其实就是叫醒我们，拱叫醒我们。
Every economic downturn is a prelude to this final event.
每一个经济崩溃的时候就是 这个最后世界毁灭的前奏。
It is a foreshadowing, it is a picture that we may learn from, to hear his voice saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share, take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues.
我们看到这个图画，就是神是怎样去呼召我们，是要走出这个现实，这个经济动荡的现实，去归回神的角度。
And so the first point is, through this economic downturn, hear God calling.
所以我们第一点呢，就是在这个经济危机里面，我们要听到神对我们的呼召。
The second point is to obey God's calling.
第二点呢，就是我们听到的时候，我们要顺服神对我们的呼召。
Now,In order to obey, we need to understand what this sin is he's talking about.
咁我哋如果要顺服咧，我哋首先咧就要明白神究竟对我哋讲，我哋犯咗咩罪咧？其实
，What is the sin of the peoples？
嗰啲人啊犯咗嘅罪系乜嘢咧？
In this passage, it's called idolatry. It's called adultery. It's called fornication.
喺呢段经文那个罪呢，就是讲到是偶像崇拜，同埋通奸，同埋呢就是做即是人同人之间有不正常的性关系。
These are all synonyms for each other, for to commit idolatry is spiritually speaking to commit adultery.
因为偶像崇拜呢，其实呢就是在你灵性上面呢就是通奸。
The sin or the idolatry is the sin of finding security and meaning in this human world system.
这个神讲的罪呢，就是偶像崇拜，其实呢就是讲到我们人是希望可以在这个世界的系统里面找到安全感，同埋找到意义。
This is why the kings of the earth and the merchants of the earth weep, because they know when this system is crashed, they are doomed.
所以呢，那些地上的王和地上的商人看到这个经济崩溃，个个都是哭泣，因为他们知道他们灭亡已经是将近。
The economic system tries to seduce us to place our trust for happiness and security and what we can get through our jobs.
我们这个经济系统呢，就是其实是想引诱我们，等我们呢可以将我们的信心、我们的安全感、我们的喜乐都全部摆在这个经济的系统里面。
Isn't that seductive?
你觉不觉得是那个诱惑力是很重要？
How many people stop going to church because, man, they graduate from college and they make more money at the beginning of their job than their folks have made. And they can buy their car and their house and all their entertainment, and they feel young and restless and healthy and secure, and it's like, what do I need God for?
大家看到啦，係咪？好多人呢就係即係一去咗讀完大學呢就唔去教會㗎啦。因為佢哋搵到份工，嘩，佢賺嘅錢比佢爸爸賺嘅仲多。有錢咁就可以買車，又可以享受。咁我仲使乜要靠神啫？我使乜要去教會呀？
And our affluence, we can eat when we want to, we go out to a restaurant, we cook at home. Oh no, 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 go out to party.I look at our young adults, not just our young adults in our church, not just young adults in Chinese church. This is in all churches in North America. Why is it that so many young adults have left their faith? It's because they have been seduced by this world.
我们看到很多即是年轻的人，他们很多时就是即是读完书就不再回教会，就是因为他们呢就被这个世界个经济纸醉金迷的这个世界去引诱了他们，等他们呢就是觉得他们不用再靠神，因为他们所赚的钱呢已经够他们去享受 去花他们没有需要去靠我们的神。
And so God shakes our system to call his people back to faithfulness and to warn them, do not be seduced by this world. Do not find your meaning and security in what the government promises to do for you or what your job promises to do for you.
所以神呢就是呼召我们，就叫我们不要被这个世界的经济系统去诱引，受这个经济系统的诱惑，不要将你的信心、你的安全感、你的快乐去建筑在你的周围的物质的世界里面，因为呢这样呢你们是不可以是有绝对安全感的。
God has given just a little puff of air and the whole system is shaken.
因为神只是吹吹气啫，咁呢个成个系统已经系面临崩溃啦。
It is a reminder of how feeble and fragile our human efforts really are.
我哋再被提醒，神再提醒我哋，我哋无论做乜嘢，我哋几有尽心尽力，其实我哋嘅结果咧，佢根本系好软弱、好脆弱嘅。
It is a voice from God saying, all your human efforts cannot do you any good.
因为神是告诉我们，你们怎样尽心尽力都是终于是徒劳无功的。
Here, my son, I'm taking your job away from you.
仔，我将你的工作是我拿去了。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that everybody loses a job, God's trying to teach them that lesson, okay? This is not a one-to-one correspondence, I'm generalizing. It's for all of us to learn.
不要誤會，即是不是說每一個人是失業，都是因為神是拿走他們的工作，讓他們學有些教訓的。
And he says to the rest of us, look, they lost their job, how secure are you?
咁神系话俾我哋听啦，你睇到大家即系睇到啦，有佢哋就系已经失业，咁你嘅工作又系几稳定咧
？Some people are saying that we are just at the beginnings of what will turn into a worldwide depression, such as we have never seen before。
咁有好多人咧就话，哇！我哋而家只系睇到即系全世界的大衰退的开始，就是我们根本是史无前会看到这个史无前例的大衰退。
I don't know, time will tell is all I can say。
我当然不知道，因为 要看看，就是时间才可以告诉我们 是会有什么事发生的。
The government promises to provide for us。
我们政府很多对我们很多应许啦。
Honestly, it was sounding more and more like communism to me. Uncle Sam's going to bail you out.
越看越觉得好像共产主义那样。
Did the government really do that?
其实我们的政府是不是真的可以去救我们？
Can the government fulfill all those promises if we all call the government on it?
如果我们个个都要政府帮，你估个政府是不是真的可以每一个人都会帮到我们每一个人？
I know governments have always wanted to play the role of God.
我知道呢，政府成日都是想是取代了神的地位。
But what happens when everybody realizes the government cannot fulfill all these promises? They are empty, there's nothing to back them up.
大家有没有想到，如果啲人发觉喂政府其实都唔可以即係去实践佢哋嘅应许嘅，咁我哋会点
?What is this?
大家睇唔睇到啊，呢个乜嘢嚟
?Money,what kind of money?
钱啊，乜嘢钱啊
?It's a,
乜嘢
?Yeah,$20 bill.
20元啊。
It says, this note is legal tender for all debts public and private.
这张即是这个钞票呢就是可以给公债或者私人的债都是可以是合法这样去付作为审判付款。
How much is this piece of paper worth?
这块纸是值多少钱？
Yeah, it's worthless.If you don't have any trust in the system.
如果你唔即係對呢個系統係冇信任嘅話咧，呢個係即係唔值錢㗎嚇。
And it will become completely worthless if everybody realizes there's not enough gold in Fort Knox to back this up.
如果我哋 Well, it does already true.
Yeah.
如果我哋大家知道咧，我喺即係政府嘅國庫裏邊冇金去支持呢啲鈔票咧，咁其實就係呢啲錢真係變咗唔值錢。
And it's really going to be true when even more people realize that all the money being distributed for our economic stimuli, for instance, and the social programs is all based on IOUs.
如果大家即再讲到我们现在的经济纾困那个计划，如果要大派银子，那如果你大派银子的时候，那些钱会不会值钱呢？如果个个都知道，原来是要借钱去到派银子的，那那些银子变成也都是不值钱。
The whole system is based on trust.
全个系统都是基于是互相信赖。
And as soon as people realize there's nothing to trust in, the whole thing will come crashing down.
如果人个个知道其实不可以有什么可以信靠的话，那你整个系统就会倒塌。
Then the only thing this would be good for is to burn in the fire during winter to provide a little heat. Not for very long either.
这个恒子那时候最唯一的价值可能就是你可以等去烧去个火去烧去取暖，即是 maybe 一两秒钟这样取暖。
God's voice is calling out and saying, you have nothing more than a paper tiger.
神的声音就告诉我们，即是我们看到的只不过是纸老虎。
It looks like a tiger, it looks solid, it looks substantive, but it's nothing more than paper.
大家看到纸老虎是吧，就是好像很威猛，好像很强壮，其实但是纸做的，所以是没力的。
And so the voice of God is calling and saying, do not trust this system for your security or your meaning.
所以神呢就告诉我们，我们千祈千祈不要将我们的信心，我们的安全感是建造在这个世界这个经济系统里面。
And this voice then gives us an opportunity.
神的声音是给我们一个机会。
The call to obedience is our opportunity.
神呼召我们去顺服祂是给我们一个机会。
Most obviously it's our opportunity to trust God, isn't it?
最重要的就是我们信靠神的机会。
Oh, it's easy for us to say trust God when everything's going well.
当然啦，如果样样都一帆风顺，我们当然很容易是信神啦。
Trust really shows when God gives us something not so pleasant and we still trust Him.
但是如果我们又遇到不易的时候仍然是信靠神，这样才是真的信靠神。
It is an opportunity for us to encourage one another and to speak to ourselves, for me to speak to myself. Do I trust God?
这个机会也是让我们大家去互相鼓励对方，即是鼓励我们大家的弟兄姊妹，也是让我们可以是真的反省，问我们自己，我自己是不是真的信靠神呢？
Yeah, sometimes that seems so abstract, but when God brings hardship into our life, suddenly becomes very real. Sometimes we have no choice but to say, okay, God, I have no other options. You get me out of this.
咁亦都有時咧，我哋真係到走投無路嘅時候，我哋唯一嘅選擇咧就係即係放低我哋自己，就係等神去拉我哋喺呢個困境出嚟。
It's an opportunity for us to simplify。
呢個時候咧，呢個機會亦都係讓我哋去簡單化。
Some of us have had too many things and too many other opportunities and options in our life.And now under economic crisis, we realize we better cut some of those things out.
我们在过去呢，我们其实拥有太多东西，也是太多不同的选择。那到现在这个时候呢，我们就可能 是有一个好的机会，是令我们可以去除去我们有很多不需要的东
西。One of the men in our English congregation was talking about a co-worker of his,complaining about the economic hardship and the difficulty of getting the simplest things done. And she's complaining. Her husband hasn't had a job for years, don't have enough money to repair the plasma TV that's on the wall. And they have a $200-something a month Comcast cable bill. Duh! Why not get rid of the cable bill then?
咁我哋大家有一个例子咧，就系喺我哋英文部咧就有个woman。
Yeah, she's a woman. Yeah.
有个女士，咁佢咧就系埋怨，佢话佢老公咧就系成日要做工，咁唔得闲咧去修理佢嗰个 plasma 嘅 TV。咁同埋咧，佢哋每个月咧就有个嗰啲有线电视嗰啲账单系250蚊。咁佢咧就系好唔兴奋啦，就系话佢老公唔得闲去整好个 TV， 咁又要俾嗰个账单。咁马老师话黐线。咁點解唔去就 cancel 咗個 cable TV 就唔使俾誰呢個帳單啦、啊、咁樣。
I have every confidence you are much smarter than that。
咁我希望大家就係聰明啲。
But there's still less obvious things that God may be calling us to say simplify. Economically or in terms of the complexity of your life, make your life more simple。
咁即系呢个时候，可能就系神即系利用嘅机会，系叫我哋啊，就系睇下我哋可唔可以将我哋嘅繁琐嘅生活咧，系简单化，即系帮助我哋去将好多唔需要嘅嘢去抌晒佢。
And so God's voice calling to us through this economic downturn is an opportunity for us to hear and say, "Okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm going to simplify a little bit."
所以可能呢、
okay, more.
可能呢个经济危机就系神俾我哋嘅机会，让我哋真真正正可以去谂下点样去系将我哋嘅生活简单化。
I think this other one, of course, is very important. It's our opportunity to build community.
咁當然，亦最緊要嘅，即係好緊要嘅，就係呢個機會係讓我哋去建造我哋嘅社群。
We know people in our congregation who are without job now. Now is our opportunity to care.
我哋知道有好多弟兄姊妹係冇工做，咁我哋可以利用呢個機會去關懷佢哋。
To be there for them, it can be humiliating.It can be discouraging. It can be frustrating.
佢哋喺呢个时候其实系会好气馁，又好似好丢面。咁同埋咧就系好灰心嘅。咁我哋亦都应该揸住呢个机会去鼓励佢哋。
It can cause us to question God. What are you doing? I need to feed my family.
佢哋喺呢个时候可能系问神，神你究竟搞乜嘢啊？我需要呢份工去养活我嘅屋企。
And here is our opportunity as a community, you as a congregation, with the members in your congregation, to come around to encourage, to counsel, to pray, to redirect, to, when the time is necessary, to give a bag of groceries, whatever.
我哋既然是社群的一份子，我们应该藉着这个机会去帮助这些弟兄姊妹，是去关心他们，去给忠告他们，还有去为他们祷告，或者来不来给袋食物给他们，去帮助他们。
You know, when times are going well, we don't need to do that for each other. But now we can demonstrate the love of Christ to a world that needs to see that we love each other as He has loved us. Then they will know we are His disciples.
在好景的时候，我们可能不需要做这么多这些事，但是在现在的时候，是我们表达我们神对我们的爱，我们去延伸。耶稣给我们爱的好机会。
Joseph, do you have that insert? Wonderful.
我们大家有个单张，白色的单张。
You have an insert in your bulletin. Okay, this is just one small effort the church as a whole can make to help.
这个是我们教会是一个尽一份力量去在这个困境里面去帮助弟兄姊妹。
Last time we had an economic downturn, we did this and we do again. A time that those who have been laid off or those who think they're about to be laid off can come to the church every day or according to their convenience and 8 to 9 pray together, get some spiritual nourishment, encourage each other and see if we can't develop that even further. See, my Chinese is better all the time.
呢个系我哋为弟兄领姊妹，即系如果系失业嘅弟兄姊妹，或者系面临失业嘅弟兄姊妹，如果佢哋系可以方便嘅话咧，系八点至九点每一日嚟到 church， 大家可以一齐祷告，一齐互相鼓励。
I won't elaborate on the following ones. I'll just say them briefly. It's an opportunity to redirect. Maybe God wants you to change the direction of your life or your career.
这个经济危机可能是神给我们机会去改变方向，可能你改变你的职业，或者改变你的其他的人生的方向。
It's an opportunity to witness our love, our trust, our faith.
亦都是一个见证的好机会，去见证我们的信仰，我们的对神的爱，我们对弟兄姊妹的爱。
It's an opportunity to repent of sin.
亦都是我们认罪悔改的好机会。
Whether the cause of our hardship is sin or not, oftentimes we hear God calling to us in hard times and realize how much a sinner we still are.
我哋虽然我哋嘅而家嘅情形唔系因为我哋做坏事，但系喺呢个时候，我哋如果系藉住呢个时候去反省一下，我哋可以会发现我哋原来仍然一个系罪人。
There are many other opportunities we could list, and the point is that God's voice to us is our opportunity.
我哋可能仲系有好多唔同机会去做呢样做嗰样，但系我哋最紧要记住，神嘅话语系永远系一个机会俾我哋。
As we hear God's voice and obey it, we have a lot of opportunity ahead of us.
如果我哋系聆听到，然后去信服神俾我哋嘅呼召，神嘅俾我哋嘅机会，我哋系会掌握到嘅。
Brothers and sisters, we are.Travelers to this life.
大家弟兄姊妹，记住，我哋喺呢个人生只不过系一个旅客。
The Bible uses the picture of a pilgrim.
我哋嘅圣经系用呢、这个去朝圣者嘅图画。
God's voice is a reminder that we are travelers, and travelers do not settle down.
记住，旅客嘅一个旅客咧，系唔会话停留喺度嘅。
When I travel to Latin America or you travel to Europe, you don't go and buy a house, you stay in a hotel.
当你去旅行的时候，你譬如马牧师去南美，或者你去欧洲，你不会去到那里就买间屋的嘛。
Travelers don't get too comfortable.
你不会说在那里安居乐业啦。
Travelers don't identify with where they're traveling through.
你们未必是会认同你旅行到当地的风俗或者风土人情。
When I'm in another place, I may enjoy and even appreciate what it has to offer, but my home is here in Andover, Massachusetts, and that's where I'm coming.
所以我去到一个地方，我可能是很喜欢当地的风景，或者是那里的天气，但是我仍然是不会忘记我在 Andover 的家。
Travelers are always ready to go home.
因为旅客呢时时都是很心想住个家的。
Travelers commit their resources at home.
因为旅客的资源呢是会摆在他自己家的。
Because travelers are just passing through on their way.
因为一个旅客呢只是路过贵境而已。
God's voice to us in this economic downturn is a reminder to us that we are travelers through this life.
神在这个经济衰退的时候，他的话语是再次提醒我们，我们在这个人生只不过一个客旅而已。
God's voice reminds us not to love the world.
神再提醒我们不要爱这个世界。
As Jesus said in Matthew 6:19-21, Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
在马太福音第六章十九至二十一节那里讲到，耶稣讲到，不要为自己积聚财宝在地上， 地上有虫子咬能转为，也有贼挖掘窿来偷。只要积聚财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬不能转为，也没有贼挖窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。